Like Mike said, I'm Cole Wyatt. I've lived in Chadron my whole life. I was born here. My parents both live here. A lot of you probably know my dad. He owns a construction company here in town. But I just want to say thanks to Mike and this church for asking me to share my testimony. And I just want to pray here real quick. So, Father, thank you for this opportunity. And I just ask that that you will be glorified and that people will see you through this story. And it's not about me, Father, it's about you. So I just ask that help me get through this. In Jesus' name, amen. We grew up in a strong Christian home. I've been going to church ever since I can remember. But it was never, I never made it personally my own faith. It was always just because that's what we did. And, you know, went through high school going to church. But it was still never a personal thing for me. And I got out of high school and, you know, started just really choosing to go down a bad path and just thought that I could live my life without God and that God would get in my way and that I could not do all the things that I wanted to do and believe in God. And that is a true statement. You can't do worldly things and believe in God at the same time. It doesn't work that way. So got out of high school. You know, we've been working a lot since I was very young. And so that's just what I did. I went to work. And so work was one of my idols. And so when you work all the time, it's just there's no time for God. There's no time for anything else except work. And so that's what I did out of high school. Quit going to church completely. Just really defiant against God. And drinking and chewing and partying and just all these things. And then got married, still continuing down that path of defying God and not, you know, not calling on him for anything or just really not wanting anything to do with him. And got married, our first 3 years of marriage, still going down that road of drinking and hanging out with the guys, you know, and just a really not good leadership at all. And then probably one of the biggest struggles that met my wife. We got married 3 years into our marriage. Things were tough, you know, drinking, hanging out with the guys. That is not good for a marriage. That is not good on a wife. You know, that is not glorifying God whatsoever in any sort of way. And so, you know, things got tough. A lot of fighting, a lot of just no happiness, no contentment with anything, you know. Had a really great job, had a house, a place in the country, you know, all the things that the world says, this will make you happy. Well, there's no contentment there. I've been addicted to porn for about 11 years. And that was the biggest struggle for me. That's when I hit rock bottom. It was about two years ago. No contentment at home. Just really searching for things in the world that they tell you will make you happy. And so being addicted to porn for 11 years is, it'll do a lot of messed up stuff to you. In your marriage, you know, for your wife and for yourself, that is just a really, really not good road. There is just a lot of bad things in it, and it takes a lot of time to heal old wounds. But the reason I share that with you is because the drinking and the chewing and things like that, I stopped that, and I stopped that on my own will, unbeknownst to me. It wasn't my own will. It was God working through me. And I tried to quit porn for, you know, 6, 8, 10 months, a year. I just could not quit. I could not kick that habit. And I'm a fairly strong-willed guy. You know, if I set my mind to do something, it usually gets done. That was just something I could not get rid of. And so through that struggle and that trial and that emptiness that all of that things that brought is, I can't do this without God. And so about 2 years ago, you know, I started coming to church and have some really strong believers here that have really helped me through this battle. But the thing that I want to bring out is, if we do not give it to God, there's no way we can beat it ourselves. If we don't, like that song we just sang, I found my life when I laid it down. If we do not give our sins to God, we can never beat them. He breaks our chains. And being addicted to pornography, that is something that, I mean, you just think you can never get out of it. It's just, there's such a strong hold there. And I just want to tell you guys, you can get out of it. If you give it to God, or what, I mean, it doesn't even have to be that. It can be any struggle. Whatever sin is in your life, if you give that to God, He will take it away. And surround yourself with brothers from the church and just trust in God, and His mercies are new every morning. That's the only way I get through a day, is His mercies are new every morning, and He is enough. All you need is God, and praise the Lord that He saved us. We do not deserve it. We deserve death. So God, yeah, God's love is sufficient. I just want to read a couple verses here out of 1 John. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I went through my life for a long time thinking I had no problems. I mean, everything that went wrong was not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't deserve any of this bad stuff. Well, we deserve all of it. And praise God that He has taken that sin and broke those chains. And we can fight sin. Through Jesus, we can fight sin. We are no longer bound to it. You can ask my wife if the last 2 years, God has just done amazing things in my life. 2 years ago, if you'd have told me that I'd be standing up here, I'd have told you you were crazy. Not a chance. I wouldn't even be in church. God can do amazing things. It doesn't matter how big of a mess your life is. If you give it to God and you trust Him with it and you keep giving it to God, He will fix it. He is the only one who can fix it. So that, I just want to thank, you know, just the people in this church and for just all standing by me. And I just want to say something to the ladies too. My wife stood by me through all of those terrible, dark years, praying and coming to church without me, even though I knew it was right. I knew God was the answer. I just didn't want to do it. So to the ladies that are struggling with this, keep praying. Do not give up on them. If my wife would have gave up on me, you know, I have no idea what would happen. You know, but with her being that rock at home that was still there and still loved me and kept believing in me, and I just praise God for that. So just stay strong, and to the men, you know, all the young college guys, just be careful. You know, your girlfriends, your wives, just the girls you're around, respect them, love them. They are made in God's image. There's just a long, dark road if you go the other way. Just don't do it. Just give your life to God, and He will fix it, and He's the only one who can fix it. So thank you very much.
Now we're going to celebrate what Christ has done in Cole's life and my life and your life and all of our lives, how He has worked through Jesus Christ shedding His blood, dying on the cross. We're going to take the Lord's Supper together. And what this is a symbol that's designed by God to remind us of the sacrifice of Christ. The bread is to remind us that His body was broken for us. And the juice is to remind us that His blood was shed for us. And so what we do here at Ridgeview is you just come to the front or the back, you take it back to your seats, and just in worship to God for what Christ has done, in remembering Him, we partake. And so after I pray, you're going to be free to come and do that. We don't ask that you be a member of Ridgeview Bible Church. We do ask that you be a real Christian who's seriously following Christ, really following Christ, not fake, but real. And that be your testimony, that you trust in Jesus Christ and you've seen Him at work and He has spoken into that mess for you. So, nothing saving here, okay? Nothing here makes you a saint. What makes you a saint is the blood of Christ. This reminds us of what makes us saints. So let's pray. Father, thank you for the testimony of Cole. Thank you for how you have worked in his life. I pray that many will consider their ways and today would seek to trust in you with whatever issues they have. I pray that you will just move in our hearts today through the gospel. And thank you for the grace that you have shown us. That while our sins, they are many, your mercy is more. We remember you, Jesus, today. And what you did on the cross for us. In Jesus' name, amen.